Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. I have with me Ashwin Chhabria.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
And today we're going to discuss Tumhari Sulu. It has been a while since this movie came out and a while since I watched it. But luckily, Ashwin has just seen it yesterday, right? Or day before?
A couple of days ago, yeah.
Yeah, so it's still fresh in his mind, so he can fill in the gaps. So yeah, let's just get right to it. What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was a good movie because Vidya Balan did an incredible job. I think she saved the average script, the average circumstances, the average cost. So I think she powered it through. It was very relatable to the suburban middle class society. So I think in that sense, it was a good movie.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree more or less. I felt the first half was really slow. So I had kind of in various conversations for Filter Copy and other stuff, I'd actually met the producers of this film about 2 or 3 months ago. And they told us kind of the basic summary and gist of the film. And it actually sounded really nice on paper or when they described it. But what actually came out on screen, there was just like a lot of the main point that they talked about was how it's the struggle between this typical classic dilemma of a housewife or working woman of how do you balance your work responsibilities with your personal and family responsibilities, which is something that many women still grapple with today. But
yeah,
it took a really long time for them to get to that. Like the whole first half was just about establishing Vidya Balan's character and how she's a little quirky and all of these things, which I thought could have just been cut short significantly. Because to me, the meat of the film really happens in the second half, and then it all seems very rushed.
I mean, I would partially disagree there because I really like the fact that they brought out those quirks about her. It was just to build it up to that rare opportunity that she got, and then that kind of signifies that lemon and spoon race, the different weird things she does, and wins very, very average things around, but she doesn't think of it as average, right? And then finally, this RJ opportunity comes through and she makes the most of that opportunity and becomes super famous. That just shows the contrast between what life was for her and what life is. So, but about the long bit, yeah, I totally agree. I thought the movie was quite long. I don't know if it was because I watched after a long day of travel in the night, but just seemed like the first half seemed like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
But yeah, I mean, Vidya Balan obviously did a really good job, and I think it's good for her because she's been on a slightly rough patch,
in terms of... Yeah, I haven't seen her on screen in a while.
Yeah, because she did Begum Jaan, which was like...
Which was bad.
Which was, yeah, flopped horribly. Even before that, the last few movies she's done, like ever
since... Kahani 2 was so bad.
Kahani 2 I actually liked, but it didn't do that well. And then before that, there was, Hamari Adhuri Kahani. That's, I think, going back to 2016.
I didn't watch that.
And in between, like, I think that's it, basically.
Yeah.
So, she was there in Teen as well, the Amitabh Bachchan movie. So, mm-hmm. This was kind of a comeback of sorts for her in terms of the audience reception.
Yeah, and, like redemption.
Yeah. That was nice. I thought the supporting cast also had a very big role to play in elevating the movie above the kind of, like you mentioned, it was a very basic screenplay and plot. But, I thought Manav Kaul did a terrific job as well.
Oh, yeah. He was good. He was
as
good.
Her husband. It was nice to see Neha Dupia back on screen.
The last time I saw her was on Coffee with Karan picking awards for some. So it was good to see her in a movie finally. I'm not very sure if I think the supporting cast was good, but they were very superficial. Yeah, they were very to their role. It wasn't like the real people. The only thing that was real for me in the movie was Vidya and her family. The rest of it was just there for convenient circumstances to play out. I don't know.
Yeah, I also wish they gave Malishka a bigger role because they obviously after her whole song and controversy went viral, they put a lot of like emphasis on the fact that she's in the movie from a marketing perspective. But in the movie itself, she's like barely there. She's just kind of a side piece. So, but actually, like whatever part she's there in, she does pretty well. And obviously, as an RJ, also she has like a fun personality. So, I wish they had like played up a bit more on her and that friendship and stuff.
Yeah, actually. It was weird how Vidya just got the job so easily, right? I mean, it doesn't happen like that. Like, yeah, you just walk in and you say, "Main kar sakti hai," which was basically the theme of the movie. Yeah. In a powerful sense that you know, you shouldn't be stopped from doing what you want to, but there wasn't any struggle in getting that job. So that was very conveniently played out.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously, but that always happens a little bit in any Bollywood film where, you know.
Yeah, you just want to get to it.
slight suspension of disbelief that's there.
That's true.
But yeah, overall, I mean, pretty good. I think there were a lot of random bits in the movie that I didn't really find that necessary or see the points of. Like Manav Kaul's entire story of him in his shop and how there are these old guys and he's running everything. And then the new guy comes in, their son or grandson or something comes in and just converts him into his,
you know,
like, I don't want to say servant, but like...
Yeah, subservient like a, mode, yeah.
And all of that, like, I felt like that was just the extent to which they went into that was a bit unnecessary, I felt.
I agree.
I don't think it added that much either. It wasn't also that, like, sometimes they do that to add a bit of, like, you know, comic relief or some different layer, but I don't think it did that either. It was just there, like, happening.
Correct. It was just another world which got some attention, but no closure. I don't know what happened to that. Like, there wasn't any rebellion, nor Ashok rising to the top in his role, nor him rebelling against the boss and getting a better position. Yeah. So it was just, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people also had an issue with the fact that even in a story where it's about Vidya Balan and her journey, which is shown in a very kind of empowering way, they still have to, like, really sexualize her radio character and, you know, make it about that. Like, why couldn't she have just been a regular RJ talking about regular things like any other RJ instead of this whole very sexual overtone?
Sexual, yeah. Talking to creepy people late into the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So a lot of people were kind of put off by that. I mean, obviously, I am not, by virtue of not being a woman, I'm not qualified enough to comment on that. But, like, I found
but the exchanges quite funny. But I think Vidya herself is very comfortable. Vidya herself was very comfortable in that role. And I think she, I don't know, she seemed to enjoy it.
Correct. And it was also actually very funny, like, the way she deals with it. Like, when the shady guys were trying to be too smart with her, she kind of would, like, put them in their place or, like, do something endearing.
Correct.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
So I quite liked that. I thought also the dynamic with her and her extended family was quite nice. Like, her two sisters were very kind of conventional, you know, stuck to one path. And suddenly she goes and she does this and they're all kind of up in arms.
Yeah, when I came back home, my mom had watched the movie before with my sister. Yeah. And so I asked them how they liked the movie. My mom said she loved it. And I asked her why. She said it was very real. The family was real. The situation was real. The whole mother-in-law scene, as in the husband's side doesn't like what the wife is doing. And they're all protesting because she's being ambitious. And all that was very, very real. This is what plays out in 70% of the households in India. And it's so hard for a woman to break out of her zone and her small mindset that they've been forced to live in. To do something ambitious.
Yeah, exactly. And that is basically, I think, the crux of the movie and why it's worked so well, because it really captures that part really nicely.
Correct.
But yeah, apart from that, there isn't that much else to say. Like, it's a very simple movie. Like, you just, there's nothing. I mean, there's one part where they tried to go very dramatic, which we won't do spoilers for this movie, but there's one sequence in between regarding their kid where suddenly
they
attempt to change the tone and make it very, very different, which I thought was okay. Like, it was fine. But barring that, it's a very kind of simple, lighthearted movie. You can just go and watch it, come out feeling kind of nice. Like,
true. I also actually like the the producer. He was a little funny. Who was doing the show before that Vidya took over from?
Yeah. And the character of
The character of him. It was pretty funny. But I don't know why they put the Hawaii Hawaii song in between. Like, I actually don't know.
Yeah, that was really random. it also just went on for really long. Like, because when I was watching the movie, that song started playing and I was actually kind of not well the day I watched the movie. So when that song started playing, I was like, okay, this is a good opportunity. Let me just duck out to the restroom, because I'd seen the song and I didn't like the song, honestly, like the remake of it. It's kind of unnecessary. Yeah. It's also like the third or fourth time this song has been remade.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they should just like let them be. Like, why did they pick originals and like insert it in random moments? And there's no flow to it. Like,
yeah,
randomly. Okay, oh, now we're supposed to watch this song. Okay.
Yeah. No, and also like I went. So like as I was saying, like I song started playing. I was like, okay, let me go to the restroom. Went to the restroom. On the way back, stopped, got like a bottle of water. Came back and the song was still playing. Like, it was a good 7-8 minutes. So I don't know if there was some cut in between, like something happened in between.
No, there was something in between.
But
it plays for like a few seconds, of 40, I think a minute or two, and then the something happens and again the song continues. I'm like, okay, was I?
It's like, yeah. Unnecessary. But I do really like the other song though, the Banja Tu Meri Rani.
Yeah, that's got a good beat to it. I like it. It's fun to dance to.
Yeah. So that was really nice. The ending also, I mean, it's a bit convenient, but it's kind of nice that it ends in a reasonably realistic way, which I found good.
They didn't show their lifestyle transforming. Didn't show them to moving to like a 3 BHK in the heart of Mumbai. They were still in the same place, and it's just like they were earning a little more and happier.
Yeah,
which was realistic. Yeah,
correct. So that was nice. So yeah, all in all, like a reasonably good movie, watchable movie. Vidya Balan was rewarded for her performance with the Best Actress Award in the Star Screen Awards.
Yeah.
Which surprisingly also gave Best Supporting Actor to Neha Dupia.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But
okay.
I think the Star Screen Awards were still fairly reasonable compared to the Zee Cine Awards, which just happened last week. Did you happen to see this?
No, I've been out of touch, man. I haven't really watched the awards.
Firstly, there's this weird thing where there were just like 4 different awards given to people. Like for each category, there was a main category, then there was a viewer's choice, and then there was an extraordinary impact award, whatever that means.
Sabko khush karo.
Yeah, the icing on the cake, which points out how ridiculous this whole exercise is, was that the Best Film Award went to Golmaal again.
Wow.
Even accounting for the fact that 2017 was a pretty terrible year for Bollywood, you still have films like Secret Superstar, like Newton.
Yeah.
And even if you want to go with like, okay, those are very niche and like indie, you still have a Toilet or Bareilly Ki Barfi, Shubh Mangal. But apparently...
Golmaal win it.
Golmaal again.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. The Extraordinary Impact Award for Best Film went to Toilet Ek Prem Katha. And I think there was a viewer's choice in there somewhere as well. Even with the Best Actor Award, they gave that to Varun Dhawan for Badrinath Ki Dulhania, of all things.
Wow.
And they gave Rajkumar Rao an Extraordinary Impact Award and Akshay Kumar a Popular Choice Award. I mean, we say it every year without much happening, but these all these award shows are kind of farcical.
Yeah, it's sad to see that real talent doesn't get rewarded.
Yeah. I think the only award which like is actually legitimate was the Best Screenplay Award, which went to Bareilly Ki Barfi for both the Star Screen and Zee Cine Awards. I think that's the only reasonable award. All the others are kind of just a big exercise in pleasing people.
Correct.
Anyway.
Neha Dupia winning supporting actors. Okay, wow. That's just
Yeah. So that was again, that was one category where actually for the Zee Cine Award kind of redeemed itself, where they gave it to Meher Vij for Secret Superstar, which I think is deserved.
She was good, yeah.
They, of course, offset that by giving Best Supporting Actor to Anil Kapoor for Mubaraka. I don't know who even watched Mubaraka, but...
I don't even know that movie exists.
Yeah, so moving on from that, a whole spate of trailers have just released, looking ahead to the start of the year.
Yeah, I can't wait. There's so many exciting movies coming up. Hopefully 2018 is a better year for Bollywood.
Yeah, for sure. So I think let's start off with Padman.
Akshay Kumar.
Yeah.
So picking up from Toilet, with Akshay Kumar has kind of figured out this niche where he takes on stories with impact, but does it in a kind of mainstream commercial way. But
true.
This trailer looks promising, I think.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, there was so much hype around the release of the trailer, which in itself was got the trailer a lot of views, I think. There was so much advertising that kabara, all the Instagram videos about the official trailer release that actually got me excited to watch the trailer. I liked it. Pretty cool biopic on a guy who deserves to be mentioned. And Radhika Apte is like one of my favorite actresses who does films with a meaning. Every film she's done has like a great impact. So I'm really excited.
The only fear I have in this movie is the presence of Sonam Kapoor.
Yeah, I don't know where and how she comes up in the trailer. Suddenly, there's this other woman who's saying, so I don't know what she said, but yeah, it's just random her entry in the trailer.
In the trailer, she seems reasonably okay though. So let's hope that she doesn't completely torpedo the movie. In fairness to her, she did a good job in Neerja. So I think
she did.
If the role and script kind of suits her, she is capable of delivering something. But yeah, we'll wait and watch.
True.
Fingers crossed for that.
True.
The next trailer that I was really excited about was actually a teaser for Thackeray with Nawazuddin Siddiqui. Even though it's just a glimpse of it, it looks pretty impressive.
It does. It does look super powerful. I actually didn't know this was Nawazuddin Siddiqui. I was just like, okay, this movie, though, let's see. And then it zooms into his face. And in the end, I was like, okay, I'm excited. This guy's on a roll. He's doing so many movies. Not sure if every movie of his is going for a hit, but he's still producing some really good work.
Yeah, for sure. He, of course, Monsoon Shootout just came out to reasonably good reviews.
Yeah.
I think he's doing okay in the box office. Which is, of course, helped by the conspicuous absence of Padmavati, which just everyone has stopped talking about.
Yeah.
So
the episode is, I think, never-ending.
Yeah.
Sanjay Leela Bhansali has a thing for controversy.
But it's pretty sad. We haven't, like, spent a lot of time talking about this on this podcast, but it's pretty sad that, like, some random kind of activist group can just prevent an entire work of art from being released, right? And, I don't think anyone knew the Karni Sena existed.
Yeah, they definitely got some advertising.
But they have the power, because the government doesn't do anything to override them. They have the power to literally prevent like a movie from being released.
Yeah.
So that's, digression. But I think it's important to talk about things. Nobody else, everyone else has just stopped talking about it. And, I mean,
it was strange how Prasoon Joshi also came out and said, there is something in the movie that's controversial, it needs to be looked into, etc., etc. I don't know if it was a politically correct statement or was he really speaking from his heart.
I would judge towards the former. I would kind of lean towards the former. But I just hope that the movie does come out. And because it's also just like, from a financial perspective, it's not a small film. It's
big. Sanjay Leela Bhansali doesn't do small films.
Exactly. It's a big, big budget film. And for better or worse, he is one of the leading filmmakers that we have. You need good films to come out. You need different types of films to come out. And I think you saw with Bajirao Mastani the kind of work he would produce there. It would be really sad if people are just not given liberty to tell stories, and that only whatever, you know, we risk becoming like just a state where just whatever the government wants and approves is accepted and everything else is...
True.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
Which also, coming back to Thackeray, will be interesting to see what exactly they show in the movie, because he's also been a very controversial
figure
who has very like different viewpoints. We'll see what that has in store. Okay, so the next film is Hitchkey with Rani Mukherjee.
I'm really excited for this one. I think Rani Mukherjee is... I don't know the last time I saw her on screen do a good film. Do you remember?
I think she was in Mardani, which is the last film she did.
Oh yeah, Mardani. Oh yeah, that was
pretty good. They did an interesting thing with the trailer. They just launched it as a Facebook Live where they had like a brief announcement with Rani, and then the trailer was just playing on loop. So
wow.
That was an interesting
Interesting.
But yeah, the trailer looks pretty different and fresh. Like, I think there have been a couple of attempts in smaller films to tackle, you know, an issue like this, like speech impediment.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Hollywood has done a real great job
yeah.
with King's Speech and everything. But and it's good to see Bollywood also take this up. And I think Rani Mukherjee has a good way of presenting difficulties and deformities. Like, we've seen her in Black. We've seen her doing a challenged role there. So be good to see. And it didn't seem unnatural, the whole hiccup which comes in the way of her dialogues. It didn't seem unnatural. The trailer was good. I liked it. I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah. And obviously, it's a Yash Raj film. So there is a bit of kind of the Yash Raj filmy element of how she has to teach these group of kids that nobody else really wants to teach and how she is able to do it as opposed to it solely being her journey. But I think that's okay. Like, it's good to see, like her character suffers like from Tourette's syndrome. So it's good to see something like that being put out in a way that is accessible to the masses in a fairly mainstream way. So it at least gets the conversation started and raises awareness about stuff like this.
True. I also think the movie has a good amount of English in it. Because I remember most of the trailer being in English dialogues. And there was this one line that I really liked that Rani Mukherjee said, "There's no bad students, only bad teachers." Yeah. Really looking forward to it.
Yep, and then the last trailer that we're going to talk about is Ayari. This actually kind of caught me by surprise. I had no idea that this movie was had even been made or was coming up.
What a cast.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Neeraj Pandey always finds like something interesting and something fresh in terms of his approach, in terms of the story. And I think, you know, again, this is another prime example of that.
True. And I think Siddharth Malhotra is also trying to set that whole figure of this disciplined army man, gentleman. I don't know, like, and that's working well for him, hopefully. A gentleman didn't do really well, but this should hopefully change things.
We spent a significant part of the last podcast kind of bad-mouthing Siddharth Malhotra and his mediocre performances in
This should change Ittefaq, things, hopefully.
Ittefaq and A Gentleman. I don't know if it'll change things, but it certainly seems an improvement. And there's at least an attempt to do something different, which I think Banerjee mentioned in the last podcast. There's at least an attempt to do something different and an attempt to push himself as an actor, which is more than you can say for a lot of other of his other contemporaries like Arjun Kapoor and Varun Dhawan. So credit where credit's due in terms of that.
That's true.
And like you said, I mean, Neeraj Pandey has gone back to all of his usual favorites like Manoj Bajpayee, Nasiruddin Shah, Kumud Mishra.
These guys are real actors, man. I can't wait to see all of them perform together. I hope Siddharth Malhotra doesn't pull the script down.
And I think all of these films are coming out in Jan, if I'm not wrong. No, Thackeray is later.
Yeah, except Thackeray is in 2019. Yeah. But yeah, the rest of them in Jan or Feb. I think Hitchkey is in Feb, end of Feb, while the rest is in Jan.
Yeah, so that'll be a good start to the year, hopefully. This time last year, the start of the year was Rais and Kabil.
Kabil. I remember doing the podcast of Kabil with you because it was probably my first appearance on your episode.
No, I think you'd already been here by then. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've already been on. Yeah.
It's just crazy how time flies. Like,
it's approaching
a year to that. 2017 is over.
True.
Cool, I think that's all we have for today's episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
No, thanks for being here. We'll definitely get you back soon. And listeners, thank you for being here. Keep listening to the podcast. Please rate us on iTunes, share the podcast, all of that good stuff.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.